We have some candy jar covers that the date on them is February 12, 1956. That's 1856.
Wow. Talk about putting food by.
Do they have any food left in the jars?
No, it was just the covers that I found.
Did it tell you what was in them?
Someone said they were probably used for lard.
In 1856?
Wow. Yeah.
Wow, that
Before
is amazing.
The Civil War. It's pretty amazing.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Carolyn Wheeler from Wheelview Farm in Shelburne. So I've been going to the Wagon Wheel and Gill for many, many years, and you can always get a Wheelview burger, meaning you're going to get the locally raised cow meat from Wheelview as an upgrade of your burger. And we always love to do that. And then I was at the People's Pint and I said, wait a minute, Wheelview cider? I thought they were the ones that made the burger. But you, Carolyn, and your husband, John, do both.
Yes, we do.
Both of your families have a rich and long farming history. How far back does your farming heritage go?
We're sort of newcomers. My great grandparents came to the farm in 1896.
Uh-huh.
But John's family, the Coombs family, is on the next hill over. They came in 1752.
Wow.
So,
and before we even decided, let's try America. And how did you two meet? Did you grow up on hills separated from each other and like know each other your whole life? Or
we knew each other our whole lives. Everybody in Shelburne knows everybody.
Uh-huh.
He grew up on the farm where Josh Simpson and Katie Coleman now live.
Yes. Glassblower.
Yeah,
and astronaut. I love Josh Simpson. He is a great glass
blower. I agree with you.
Every time I see Katie Coleman, more than any rock star I ever meet, I'm starstruck. How often do you meet an astronaut?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But they're so, so nice and so friendly. And what got us together was a chance meeting before he was going to Germany in the army. And I was going there for a German program and just said, well, let me know where you're going to be and maybe we'll get together. And we've been together for over 46 years.
That's how Elvis and Priscilla met, except it was a little bit more dicey, but yeah. Stationed in Germany, and there, right. There she was. Speaking with Carolyn Wheeler from Wheelview Farm in Shelburne, who, as I mentioned, does the grass-fed beef, but now does hard cider and maple products. But when you started doing your own farming, you were a dairy farm until just the beginning of this millennium.
Right.
Yeah.
We had both grown up on dairy farms, and we started out farming with John's father on Wheeler Farm with registered Holstein cattle. And then we purchased what was my family's farm in 1979. And we also had registered Holstein cattle. When you have registered cattle, the farm name is part of each cow's name. We couldn't use Wheeler Farm because John's father had that.
Uh-huh.
So we came up with Wheelview Farm because we do have an excellent view. We can see Mount Monadnock right from our windows.
I always wondered why it was called Wheelview.
Yeah, me too.
Usually when you're looking out the wheel, you don't usually have a good view. You're under the car.
So it's a hyphenated last name. Yeah, we all get that.
Right. As soon as we had the grass-fed beef, people wanted it. There was a great awareness then of where does your food come from, know how it's raised, know your local farmer.
Thanks. And no small part to CESA, the
exactly.
local hero movement.
The Buy Local really, really helped a lot. And so people came to us looking for grass-fed beef.
It's like your community rallied around this concept and helped you transition from one phase to another. And now you've got hard cider and maple syrup and some other products as well, and a farm museum.
Right.
So what's some of the cool things that we can go, if we come visit the farm in Shelburne, that we'll see in the farm museum, apart from an 1856 lid of a canning jar?
We also have a harness cabinet that came from my husband's great-grandfather, and in it they wrote when the horse had a foal, and the first date is 1873, and then it lists several different horses' names, Daisy and Topsy, and
so horses' names haven't really progressed all that much.
No.
Since the 19th century.
Well, they go out of style. They come back in style.
Right.
Yeah.
One thing that we also have is an old cash register that came from a general store in Coleraine.
Wow. Do you know how old that is?
Actually, it's 1924.
Uh-huh. When a dollar was still a dollar.
Well, the largest purchase you could make on that was $5.99.
So a quick question I have is, so you have all these different products. You have the maple cream, you have the maple syrup, you have the apple cider syrup, you have hard cider, you have the grass-fed beef. Can you just go through the four seasons and tell us sort of like how you harvest these different products? What's the timing on some of them?
Okay, well, this time of year in the summer, we're getting the hay. We bale our own hay for the cattle, and we do the big wrapped round bales.
Marshmallow farms.
Marshmallows.
That's what I used to tell my kids. Look, there's a marshmallow farm
right
over there.
So John mows the hay. We let it wilt. Then he bales it. We bring it home to the farm and wrap it and stack it up. So we made 527 bales of first cutting.
Wow.
We just finished that this year. But we'll go through about 800 bales over the winter,
right,
feeding the cows.
So you need a good second cutting.
Right. So we just fertilize so that we'll get a second cutting of hay. Right now the cows are in different pastures. We rotate the pastures so that they have the optimum grass, mm-hmm, and make good use of the grass. And that's one thing with the farm. It's really environmentally friendly. We use the land that we have, and the cattle eat the grass. So it makes a nutritious product and reduces the use of fossil fuels, as if you were buying grain or corn, like many dairy farms do.
So you don't exceed the carrying capacity of the land. You only have a certain amount of fixed acres, which means you only can have a certain number of beef cattle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But we also rent a lot of land, both for the hay and for pasture. We have 40 animals in Vermont at what we call summer camp right now. And a friend
They get homesick? Like, do they...
They ride home, yeah, like, hello, Mata.
Well, they come and see us. As soon as we show up or they hear our car, our voices,
wow,
they come see us. So maybe they're lonely. Yeah. I don't know.
Little do they know what's in store. Carolyn Wheeler from Wheelview Farm and Cidery with maple syrup products as well. You can get their burgers at People's Pint, and you can get them to cook on your own at River Valley Co-op. You can go to the Wagon Wheel and get some, and you can taste their cider at People's Pint and come visit their museum in Shelburne. And Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.